being unnoticed and embraced by many. So let's take a look at some of these idols that are so warmly embraced in which you are directly responsible to tear down. Preaching a lawless gospel. It fails to use the Ten Commandments to bring the knowledge of sin, which is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, in which is perfect converting the soul. Read Romans 7:7, Galatians 3:24, and Psalm 19:7. It leans on man-made methods and says those who use the law are legalistic. John Newton, writer of Amazing Grace, said, "Ignorance of the nature and design of the law is at the bottom of most religious mistakes." An image in our mind of a tolerant God. This is a false God that tolerates sin and smiles on humanity as a friend. In fact, God hates sin, calls sinners enemies, and commands us to hate sin as well. Read James 4:4, Romans 5:10, Colossians 1:21, Psalm 97:10, Psalm 119:104, and Amos 5:15. How much does God hate sin? Look to the cross. Charles Spurgeon said, "The very least offense against God is so intolerable that if hellfire were put out, one sin could kindle it again." Presentation of a false grace. This grace enables people to stay in their sins by allowing the person to lean on a crutch of imperfection, making the so-called road to heaven wide when in fact this road leads to hell. The true grace of God empowers you to walk the straight and narrow. Matthew 7:13 and 14, Romans 5:20, and Romans 6:1-2. The true grace of God pulls out the crutch so that you may lean on Him who is able to make you perfect and perfect the things that which concerneth you. Again, read Matthew 5:48 and Psalm 138, verse 8. A presentation of a false love. This love overlooks sin and is demonstrated in lip service, not in action. However, the love of God is confrontational, not in lip service, again, but in action. Read 1 John 3:18. Example, there's a family having a barbecue on top of a burning building. As you walk by, instead of yelling to them to get out of the building, you imply they're okay by putting on your Sunday smile and waving to them. You'd say, "That's crazy. Nobody in their right mind would do that." Well, the truth is, it happens all the time. People are too afraid to confront sin, and little do they realize that their blood is on their own hands. Read Ezekiel 3 and 33. Charles Spurgeon again rightly said, "I am told Christians do not love each other. I am very sorry if that be true, but I rather doubt it, for I suspect that those who do not love each other are not Christians." False prophets, God of prosperity and false peace. These supposed prophets, through enticing words, raise an idol god and promise peace when there is no peace. In other words, God will give you a bigger house, a bigger car, and more money. Listen to what the great reformer Martin Luther rightly said. "Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should never have foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ." Grace in Webster's 1828 means the power to restrain from sin, not to indulge in it. Read Jeremiah 6:13-14, Ezekiel 13:10, and 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 3. They preach that gain is godliness, making merchandise of the people, whose God is their belly and whose glory is in their shame. They mind earthly things, consuming things on their own lust, being covetous, and making a show of righteousness.
BBSradio.com. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, the Bible clearly tells us that I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. It's a different language that we hear, not just in the churches, but it's what we combat continuously as those that are in the fight concerning the Christians. And I'm talking about Ephesians 6:12 in the warfare that we endure as good soldiers. We're constantly facing off with the spirit of Antichrist. But folks, not only is it happening there, but yes, it's happening in the churches. And we must be aware of who the Lord is and know his character. That's the importance of understanding the Old Testament and in the fulfilling of the new in Christ himself. Jesus said, what you see me do, you're seeing the Father, right? And we need to understand John 7:24. He said he came into the world for what? Judgment. Judgment upon who? The enemy. He said he was made manifest in the book of 1 John. To do what? To destroy the works of the devil, not to patty cake with him, right? So we need to understand when the Lord brings forth his judgments, the Bible says that he's known by the judgments that he executes. And in the process of doing that, in understanding what he's saying to us, we all need to understand who's behind what's happening to a disobedient nation here in America today. It is not the devil doing anything, friends. It's the Lord taking the evil of men and allowing the bad guys to be used as his servants, just like Nebuchadnezzar was, and in the process of that, bringing judgment upon a people that refused to listen to him. And we can see ourselves going into that deeper and deeper concerning the levels that the Lord said that he'd bring us into judgment. There's no doubt we are being rained upon in judgment right now. So we better make sure that we're on the right side of the aisle concerning whose side you are on, concerning your profession and your confession and your walk first and foremost. I'm saying that for the very purpose of what we're going to be talking about here, friends, because I'm going to go all across the boards. I'm going to show you video after video. I'm going to show you article after article showing you what it is that the American people have now been led to believe is illegal because the evil men have said so. No, when you take that for what they say, then what you're doing is you're allowing them, the false prophets, regardless if they're in the world or if they're in the church, to make war against God. And if you look at Micah 3:5, you'll see perfectly what I'm talking about. They make war against God. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, the war started when the people allowed the evil to drive the narrative in the first place, and that's what we see all across the country. We see the propagandists through the Mockingbird media driving the narrative. And what is it? Excuse me. Gloom and doom. We've allowed the heretics from the hippies in the pulpits across America today, John 10:12, to do what? To drive the narrative of gloom and doom. Folks, no. No gloom and doom here. Obedience to the Lord. Let him show himself strong on the behalf of those that believe in him, because the Bible says that he's looking for such. And it's never in a majority. It's always in a minority. I mean, if you look at minority in judgment when it comes to the bad guys, I mean, you can see people in America now believe that they have leaders when in fact they don't have leaders. That was established over 250 years ago concerning this country. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, they're the leaders. And if you look at Article 6, Section 2, everything submitted under that. And those that work for us, we, the law under God, they delegate, we delegate authority to our representatives. They work for us. So how did they, our representatives who work for us, all of a sudden become leaders? I'm just kind of curious. How does that work? It works when a people become blind willfully, Jeremiah 5:21. It's when a people become apathetic, intolerant concerning their crimes. And then what they do is they begin to allow the heretics to take the pulpit and then to create heretical doctrine to basically ease the pain temporarily in deception concerning the judge that they're going to face off with, only to find out on judgment day that they disobeyed him every given step. And that's why your country was judged in the first place, because you didn't keep his commandments. Proverbs 7:2. We're going to be talking about this. I want to get this in your head and in your heart first and foremost, Isaiah 10:27, that Sir William Blackstone, the author of English Common Law, along with Charles D. Montesquieu, John Locke, you've heard me say it 100 times here, he was the one that was responsible for saying no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God, period. Okay, just period. Hey, folks, they can say whatever they want to say. Well, we amended what the law said, but what we did is we really gutted it. We took the pith and marrow out of the law, and what we did is we transformed it to God's law, to now man's law, which turns itself at war with God's law and the lawgiver. That's never a good place to put yourself, but friends, that's exactly where America's at today. Okay, and we don't want to find ourselves there. I do want to let you know, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, subscribe. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Just got picked up by 4 more radio stations last week. So, hey, feel free to go ahead and give us a call. We're looking for active people that have ears to hear and eyes to see, and they have a faith that works out its own salvation with fear and trembling. We need people that are active out there and showing their communities what they're doing and how they're taking the lead as they follow the Christ, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Church leadership, right? We're followers as we follow the Christ. Again, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So with that, friends, we're going to start rocking this. 281-845-4704. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let me just kick this off real quick concerning what we're highlighting here. Who believes this is legal? Okay, so now what we have is this woman that's being used to oppress the people. I'll get to that more later. But if you go to Isaiah 3:12, it tells us that the women will rule over them. Folks, she has no position whatsoever. She has no authority whatsoever to be there in the first place. Look how she's oppressing the people. Look what they've done. They've distorted the law where God said, thou shalt not murder. 2013 of Exodus. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. So what are they doing? They're pushing further than they have before by now what? Well, the people, if they would have obeyed God, the 86%, they would have never allowed their said representative government, federal and state, to go ahead and advocate or illegally sanction the murder of the innocent in the first place. But what happens when the people don't stop it? Well, they take it another step. I'll show that to you in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So that this nation may long endure, I urge you to follow in the hallowed footsteps of the great disobedience of history that freed exiles, founded Christianity, defeated tyrants, and yes, in the hands of an aroused rabble, in arms and a few great men, Charlton Heston. The brave man inattentive to his duty is worth little more to his country than the coward who deserts her in the hour of danger. President Thomas Jefferson. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. My goodness. Guys, I get 200 to 300 emails every day, okay? And I just got it coming across my path constantly. And I can easily change the topic at every given turn. But for the sake of staying sane here, okay? And I was just talking about how we're getting rained on by the Lord concerning the judgments. It's interesting how the American people haven't come to the realization that while they've been deceived into believing everything is good now, they don't realize that the judgments of the Lord are even brought upon them because they procured it unto themselves. They've caused the reaction from heaven concerning the things that the Lord will not tolerate. He's now judging what it is that the people wouldn't deal with according to his statutes. That's exactly why the Lord judges nations, right there. They've taken on man's commandments in making void God's commandments, right? Jesus warned us of that in Mark 7, but I want to make my point here. We're talking about who believes that this is legal. How many people watching me right now actually believe that to murder your baby and to dissect your baby and to sell it its body parts along with the corrupt in Senate, who all the while know what's going on the black market, how many believe that that's legal? Then, in response to that, if you don't believe that it's legal, why is it that you allow your said representatives to advocate what God condemns? Doesn't that procure judgment upon yourselves? Absolutely, it does. I've said it a million times. Either you're going to obey the Lord in the process of keeping his law, his judgments, and his statutes. You're going to judge wickedness according to the way that the Lord tells us to judge it. Or what's going to happen is he's going to bring about judgment in such a fashion that you wish you would have when you had the time to do it, but you failed to do it. Okay? How many people believe that murdering your baby is legal? then why are 80 million babies dead in this country? The federal government never had the authority to do it in the first place. Okay, well, we got 80 million babies dead, and we're going to pay for every single drop. You can rest assured there's going to be a just recompense for heaven for every drop of blood. Mark his words, Galatians 6, 7. 24, verse 4, 2 Kings. Mark his words, because the people have failed to deal with those that are doing the murdering. And just like I said, what was it, a week ago, we have the gatekeeper, Franklin Graham, creepy Franklin Graham, standing up in front of the said president who's playing the victim and said, you know, during this administration, using the globalist, by the way, using the globalist vernacular, talking about the golden age, Franklin was, just like all the others said, world elitists, right? Because the people still haven't figured out he's a part of the plan, him and his ecumenical daddy, who's now paying the piper, right? And you all thought he was righteous. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. It's the ones that are hated that the Lord's using, people. It's the ones that are controversial. Those are the ones that are being used by the Lord. You want to take controversy out of preaching the gospel? Then you're going to take Jesus out of his message. It doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. He promised that this was going to happen to those that obey his word. He didn't say you're going to be loved by the world. He said you're going to be hated by the world. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. How is it that the Grahams are all loved by the approbation and approval of men? Because they're leading carnal men. That's why they're carnal men. Common sense comes into play, right? I'm saying that for the purpose that Franklin Graham sits up in front of, or stands up in front of Donald Trump. Donald Trump's got his head down with his hands folded like he's the victim. And what's Franklin doing? He's defending his administration for the murder of innocent babies in the womb. He said it's not on his top priority list concerning abortion. But that's what Donald Trump said 8 years ago. But he didn't do it. Right? He's the most pro-life president in the world. But again, what the people didn't pay attention to is the fact that he gave $600 million more to Planned Parenthood, which is completely, folks, that's all blood money. You know what they use that money for? For the politicians that they mean to put into place. They're extorted scoundrels that they have placed. They're using that blood money to put them into positions over the people. Why? Because they're being used by the Lord to judge the nation. Now, I want to make this point. It was never legal to murder babies, never. In any country, common sense comes into place, right? But what happens if you let them do that? Well, then this was what happens. Here we have this insidious snake appointed by the powers that you tolerate. New York, I love you enough to tell you the truth. She goes on, according to LifeSite News, and says New York Governor Hochul signs new pro-abortion law allowing doctors' names to be omitted from prescriptions. Wait a second. This isn't legal. What are they doing? They're taking it the next step incrementally, right? Because why? Again, because the people have allowed them to do it. Here's the question. I'll propose it to you. This is why most of these politicians won't get up on the show with us, friends, is because I'll ask them, where is it that you derived your authority to do that? They can't answer that question. See, but the people are burdened with the fact because the politicians aimed it at them, and then the people try to figure out what they should know by easily reading the Constitution, but they don't do that because what they do is they go ahead and listen to the politician rather than the Word of God in the Constitution that says, listen, they don't have the authority to do it, and if they do, this is what you do. If they do it, this is what you do to them. But again, they don't do it. So we're talking about who believes that this is legal. This is not legal at all. It's a crime. Do you guys remember during 1945 of May, the Nuremberg trials? You know, the first thing Truman said when he got up there, he said, the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken here. You know what all the employees of Adolf Hitler said? They were just doing their job. No, they weren't. That was a republic. It was an absolute public ruled by law. What happened? All those subordinates under Adolf Hitler, what'd they do? They listened to him rather than the lawgiver. And that's why Adolf Hitler put God with us on his belt, because he wanted everybody to believe that somehow or another he was a Christian, when in fact he was murdering them. And guess who brought him to power? You all know. The evangelicals of the day, just like today, history's repeating itself, America. Why? Because you think for some reason or another that what they're doing is legal. It is not legal. And for those that allow this to happen, that's why I continuously reiterate the point scripturally that you are an accomplice to the crime. The blood of these innocents are on the hands of the American people. I mean, look at the arrogance. Look at the pride. Look at the narcissism, friends, that you put up with. They think they're above the law, and they act like they're above the law. So much so to say, hey, listen, you murdering babies, just give the girl a pill. That'll kill the baby. Don't worry about putting your name on that anymore. You're not going to be held accountable. Go back to the Nuremberg trials. We were just doing our job, the people said. Nope, they weren't doing their job. I want to tell you what happens to a lawless society. You all of a sudden, out of nowhere, when you forsake God's moral law, you begin to praise the wicked. And when you praise the wicked, this is what you get. You get those that are reprobates. They're abandoned to their sin, and they act accordingly. People, you act like if you're not the law, someone's going to put the brakes on these criminals and what it is that they transition into. No. No, it gets worse. There's no brakes on these people. That's why countries self-inflict. That's why countries destroy themselves. Because the law that wasn't enforced, that should have been enforced by the people to make sure everybody else was safe, right? And free to do the right thing. They didn't understand that that law was there to protect the innocent. And what happens when you forget that? Then you allow the sick, the mentally ill, the murderers, the list goes on to go ahead and begin to rule the roost. Let me show you what I'm talking about. This is a man that's dressed as a woman. I can't make up what I'm going to show you here. Read Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter as well. But I just want you to see this for yourself. This is what a society becomes. Look at this. This is a man. This is a man here, and I don't know why. Oh, there is. I'm sorry. My bad.
The cow provides. Here, I'm going to go ahead and redo that
so you can see it again. This is a man that believes that he is a cow. He's eating grass. For those that can't see it, he's got glasses on. He's dressed like a woman. And again, I want you to see this. This is where this will go, and it's going to go further. It will go into bestiality. You can mark the words of the Lord. Okay.
Identifies as a cow. The woman who's remained anonymous has shared her experience through digital platforms stating that her identification as
a man
provides her with a sense of belonging and authenticity. Is this truly a lifestyle and identity, or just a strange way to pass the time? Do you believe people should have the right to do whatever they'd like as long as they're not hurting anyone? Or do you believe that behavior such as this is strange enough that it should be a crime?
It is a crime. Just like abortion's a crime. This is what I'm talking about. This is why we've labeled the show today. Who believes this is legal? Nothing they have done is legal. I've heard, going back to the Nuremberg trials again, a great point to go back to and reference. It's interesting. I heard people that I have respect for say that everything Adolf Hitler did was legal. No, nothing Adolf Hitler did was legal. According to who, Adolf Hitler was enforcing the law? According to Adolf Hitler. A madman who wanted to what? Genocide the planet and establish a new world order just like they're trying to do today. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pawlowski
from Canada,
Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter." Amen. "Nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. Yeah. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. I got to tell you, I can't stand when we're broadcasting and taking the time to put this up and people are silent. It's good for us to know that we're making a difference, and it's good to know that you're making a difference because we're making a difference. Sheep begat sheep. 281-845-4704, 845-4704, 281. 281-845-4704. Who believes that this is legal? Okay, I want to ask you something, folks. I just played a video of a male, duly rebuked, my friend, a male that's dressed as a woman that believes that he is a cow. Okay, all that confusion, it's all by design. Okay, all of it. First Corinthians 14:33. Confusion is not of God. It's of the devil. Who advocates this mental illness? And it goes beyond that, folks. Scripturally, he would be dealt with very quickly. And I guarantee you that if we brought forth scripture as to how we're supposed to deal with this by hanging, he would get his head on right very quickly. Why? Because he fears the Lord. He fears the consequence of committing the crime. That is not in play anymore because the people don't enforce the law. Proverbs 16:6. Now, what they're doing now is they're advocating that which God calls an abomination. Okay? It's just not a good place to put yourself. Well, I showed you that one. Here's another one. Here's another woman. This is all being promoted and advocated by corruption within the halls of government to confuse you and to break down your system. Okay, because it goes beyond demoralization here, friends. What does it say? Woman identifies as ecosexual, and they're going to keep doing this too. They're going to keep creating all this. And guess what's even more interesting than that? The corruption that is advocating these crimes mean to empower such people in the halls of government. How do you think Adolf Hitler did what he did? He could. Hey, folks, Adolf didn't pull the trigger. All of his subordinates did. Don't ever forget that. We're talking about who believes this is legal. How is this legal? A woman identifies as an ecosexual and says she's in a relationship with an oak tree. You can't make it up. And for those that think it's funny, the joke's on you. It's just a matter of time where the joke will be on you, because these are the people that they're putting in the halls of government and they're telling them what to do. Why? Because they're extorted concerning the crimes that they've committed. Do what we tell you or else. That's exactly what's happening in Washington, D.C. all day long. It's not just there. Let's go over to health issues. I ran across a couple videos today. I kind of wanted to get a little bit of a broader swipe today concerning some of the things that I want to get in there. You guys have all seen this. Now what you see is the corporations that are selling you health are the ones actually making you sick. We've known that for a long time. And we just went through that. And we're going to go and do it again because the people still haven't learned the lesson. And neither of the bad guys, first and foremost. But with that said, what I have in front of me right now is Band-Aids by Johnson & Johnson. Right? Band-Aids, man, they got to be healthy. If you get a cut, guess what? You just put a Band-Aid on it. It'll take care of it. It'll protect the wound. Well, guess what they just found in Band-Aids, friends? Cancer-causing forever chemicals found in Band-Aids where they can get directly into the blood. How many times have I told you the enemy wants to get into the bloodstream? Why? Because that's the life of the flesh. Leviticus 17:11. Why do you think they want to put a needle in your arm? Because they want to get to the blood where they can remove the life of the flesh. Isn't that been the fallout? Hasn't that been the fruit of those that have taken the experimental jabs? I'll show you that in just a moment. But they're finding now that in the Band-Aids, cancer-causing forever chemicals found in Band-Aids where they can get directly into the blood through open wounds, report warns. Hey, folks, this is one of the things that you see happening all day, especially with our food supply, our air supply, and our water supply. How are the corporations getting away with poisoning our air? How is the military poisoning our air? I'm sorry, our food with over 10,000 chemicals newly added to our food, banned in other countries. How is it that they're getting away with poisoning our water and our drink? Again, just like the politicians, they know that you're not going to do anything to them. Somehow or another, they've been indemnified by corruption in the halls of government. So what it's going to cost you is $25,000 just to bring him to court. And then you better plan on having another $250,000 to $500,000 to get justice if you get it at all. Hey, folks, can I ask you something? Speaking of that, how is that legal that they've made the justice system into a system of indulgence? Why does it have to cost us money to get justice when somebody breaks the law, especially billion-dollar corporations that have deep pockets and you may not have nothing in your pocket? Folks, do you understand that this is all lawlessness? All lawlessness. For you to have to pay for justice is not according to law anywhere. Okay? Period. And first and foremost, I don't need a lawyer to tell me what I know as to what it says in the enumerated laws. And I'm talking about, in particular, my state laws. I don't need an attorney to go to a judge that finding out that they're both on the same team, as is the prosecutor, as is the defender. It's a system to make money for the courts. How is it that the people have allowed it to go this far? Again, asking the question. So now I have to have a lot of money. Hey, folks, let me give you a case in point, because I always want to bring it home here so I can keep it in school. Concerning Facebook, big tech companies, they're still heavily censoring us, as you all well know. YouTube won't even let us back up, okay? For why? Because we were speaking out against the bioweapons that they were promoting, and they're still promoting, by the way. And interestingly enough, I'm finding on Google, they're scrubbing our content. That's a crime. That's a crime. This is big corporations working with corruption in government to indemnify themselves concerning their crimes that they're committing against the people. Hey, folks, you know what our forefathers told us to do? Show the people how they've been violated. Man, I've been doing it, you guys. I'm talking to the cloud of witness right now in Jesus' name. I've been doing it for 20 years, guys. The American people, your posterity, I'm telling you what, I know you guys are rolling over in your graves because of what your posterity is tolerating. I totally get it, but I'm still here being a faithful witness because there are some people that are waking up to what in fact is going on. But we need the power in Jesus' name to take it to those that are committing the crimes on an individual basis and on a personal basis. The people, Lord, we need the righteous to stand up together. We need to unify and bring forth the execution of your law unto judgment according to your statutes concerning those that are advocating this lawlessness. You said that chastisements and judgments are to bring about reproof and correction and instructions in righteousness. We're past that. We see your judgments. We also understand that your judgments were put into place to bring people to repentance. And if they don't listen to it, you're going to bring them seven times harder in Leviticus 26. Oh my goodness, folks. I'm in Ezekiel right now. Chapter 5 will ruin you. If that doesn't convert you, nothing will. What the Lord will do to a people that are brazen revolters towards him, You better go ahead and strap your belt on because it's coming and it's going to get heavier. It's unthinkable stuff because you've allowed the crimes of those to commit the act of the unthinkable against you and your children and you let them get away with it. It's crime, folks. The church should be out there preaching according to the law. If they don't speak according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. We should be magnifying his law in the land. The church should be. They're preaching out against it. Yet Jesus, what did he do? He magnified it. Isaiah 42, 21. Psalm 40, verse 7. Again, 8, 10 of Hebrews. 10, 7 of Hebrews. 5, 17 of Matthew. What else comes to my aid is Romans 3:31. Yes, yes, yes. Did our forefathers tolerate crime? Absolutely not. They deterred offense and transgression towards God at every given step. And if we don't want to walk that direction, we're going to get more of this. So I just highlighted facts, the facts concerning Band-Aids, friends. Who's here today that believes this is legal? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And then you know what happens? Going back to the court cases, if you do win the case, you know what they do? They just pay you off. That's how slaves are made. They just pay you off. Go away. Who cares about the other people out there? We'll give you the money. We're gonna. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're going to take it a step further, and the judge is going to put a muzzle on you, an order that you remain silent if you take this money. Isn't that what they do? Yep. Why is that? Same thing with Big Pharma and these dangerous psychotropic drugs they're putting kids on all over the country, which, by the way, used to be street drugs in the 50s in this country. Did you know that? Did you know that? Has anybody taken the time to see the side effects of these dangerous psychotropic drugs? Suicidal ideation? Murder? Okay! And they're safe? Folks, it's okay for them to create drugs and put kids on them. And if they commit the crime, they're not guilty. No charges are to be brought. Okay. Here's another one. I said I'd get to this. Norway now just sounded an alarm. At least the information that we just got, the sound of their alarm now. I'm sure they've been blowing their horns for a long time over there. But Norway is now sounding alarm as scientists link COVID vaccines to global death. But don't worry about it. The father of the vaccine, man, he's been ushered right back in to reoccupy the People's White House to take it to a whole new level through Stargate. And what is it all about? Oh, we're going to stop cancer. Nope, they create the crisis, then they play the problem solver. But how are they selling it to you? What's the pill in the jam? Follow the money trail. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com. Okay, if we go over just a little bit, we just might. I got like four more videos to go. They're short ones, but we're just talking about how is it that you've taken on that this is legal for corporations to do this? I'm talking about poisoning your food right now. I'm talking about corruption in the halls of government to give corporations a pass to indemnify themselves concerning the crimes committed against you. Do you not understand this is a fascist state? Where are the checks and balances, folks? Where are the checks and balances? That's all been consolidated. That's why I'm telling you to be careful of this consolidation. All of that which you see is for false appearances. That's it, false pretenses. That's all it is. And you know it as well as I do. And let me add to that the best that you have in D.C. right now concerning all of those that are grilling and bringing about justice. Where's the question that should be begged by all of us is, where's the justice? They're all appeasers. There's no justice. They're all getting paid off by the same people. They're all extorted by the same people. That's why I praise God for good people that are in judgment or in positions to keep established to hold who we are in this country by magnifying the law. I praise God for good government. I really do. But again, the great wonder is how 350 million people sit back and allow this nonsense. These scoundrels, they're scoundrels. They're criminals working for foreign interest groups. And you know it. Here, let me show you some more on this food. And then we're going to get to what I was just kind of getting ahead of myself on. This is concerning apples. Okay, I want you to listen to this. This is a doctor talking about apples that you get at a store.
Average apple in a grocery store is over a year old.
Are you kidding me?
No, over a year old. We can make something look ripe. We could pick it green in Argentina or even locally and then throw a gas called ethylene oxide on it and it'll look like it's ripe. There is no mold. There is no fungus. There are no bacteria. They are perfect. Now, if a mold or bacteria isn't interested in eating those things, why in the world would we put them in our mouth?
Okay, so there's another one for you folks. Just showing you exactly what they're doing. Everything they're doing is through deceptive measures. It's exactly what they're doing. Even when we have the information, what do? Instead of dealing with them, well, we just quit buying that product and then we go buy this product. Well, wait until they see that, then they'll go over and attempt to corrupt that product as well or that corporation as well. That's why you got to buy locally, friends. Stick with those that you know. Let me bring you to Mac and Splats. I'm sure you've seen much of this. This one's insane. I'll just let it kind of do its talking for itself because how many kids every day look forward to going to McDonald's or adults? And we already know that they're poisoning the food. If it's food at all. Okay, check this one out. This is a hamburger, and they're asking the question, are you feeding this to your children? The question that we're talking about today is, how is this legal? It's not. I'm here to tell you, it's not.
Still
a
warm.
Hamburger.
It's tested to eat it.
And hydraulic. I missed that, forgive me. You probably
okay, so we're going to leave our burger to digest.
They're taking a hamburger and putting it
for
in
a while,
acid,
the acid,
a certain type of acid.
Come back later and see what's happened.
And come back later.
Acid is found in everybody's stomach.
3.5 hours.
3.5 hours later.
We're going to see what happens to a tasty McDonald's cheeseburger after 3.5 hours of concentrated hydrochloric acid.
Hydrochloric.
Oh my God.
It's still the same.
I think it's absolutely disgusting.
It's a little fall apart-ish, but the point is being made here.
So, I mean, the fats aren't really going to dissolve very well.
They're not dissolving.
Because in your stomach, there's lots of bile acids and things in your actual body to do digestion.
So, in other words, what they're...
The well looks rather full.
Friends, what they're telling you, is your body's not able...
Jack Begley, along with Arthur...
Burger.
Archaeologists,
again,
Laird
your
Niven
body
and
is
Helen
not
Sheldon
able...
Arrive on lot 20.
Your body is not able to digest that food. Okay? Let's go over to Starbucks really quick. How is this legal? Okay? Wait until you hear this one. This one's pretty crazy, but I want you to hear it from a nutritionist at a roundtable meeting at an American Health roundtable meeting as well.
Didn't publish their ingredients for their coffee drinks. It was a mystery until I convinced a barista to show me the ingredients on the back of the bottles they were using to make menu items like their famous pumpkin spice lattes. I found out here in the United States, Starbucks was coloring their PSLs with caramel coloring level 4, an ingredient made from ammonia and linked to cancer, but using beta carotene from carrots.
See, they're working
to
get you into the
UK.
Hospitals, friends.
After publishing an investigation and widespread media attention, Starbucks removed caramel coloring from all of their drinks in America and started publishing the ingredients for their entire menu. Years, Starbucks didn't publish their ingredients for their coffee drinks.
They wouldn't
it was
publish
a mystery.
Hey, but by the way, remember, this is exactly what they did with the bioweapons. They weren't telling you what was inside of them. You all remember that? This is how far above the law that they act because nobody's reined them in. Check this out.
Until I convinced a barista to show me the ingredients on the back of the bottles they were using to make menu items like their famous pumpkin spice lattes. I found out here in the United States, Starbucks was coloring their PSLs with caramel coloring level 4, an ingredient made from ammonia and linked to cancer.
Why is it that they want to get you into the hospital so bad, friends? That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Because they're working hand in glove. I told you the other day, friends, how Bayer and Monsanto work. Monsanto, evil corporation, folks, sprays the crops, right, with poison, cancer-causing poison. And guess what Bayer's doing? They're coming up with the cure. How is that not a crime? How is that legal? You have to answer the question. Okay, so let me go on to the next one. Here's Ariel Sharon. I want you to listen to what he said. We're going to make another point here. Every time we do something, you tell me, or you tell me America will do this and do that. I want to tell you, very clear, he said, don't worry about American pressure on Israel. Man-made pressure. Okay, I'm sorry, man-made Israel. We the Jewish people, not of the Jews of the Lord, Revelation 3:9, but of the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. We, the Jewish people, control America, and the Americans know it. Whoa. Maybe this will help people understand as to what's going on here, these Zionists. Interesting, simultaneously, Donald Trump came out, and of course he did it to appease the people. But when he came out with this anti-Semite bill, right, to protect his Zionist buddies while attacking Christians, he had to come out and say, hey, listen, we also created a bill to defend the Christians as well. Hey, listen, we don't need your bill, and nor do the said anybody group, ethnicity, whatever the case is. Nobody needs you to make a special bill, because the only reason you're doing that is because you're drawing attention to what you're trying to do right now. We already have laws in place that condemn crime. We don't need any of this, okay? Again, somebody just posted this. It's evil. It's not the Israel of God. I can't overemphasize that. I want to show you another video here. This is by Greg Reese, and I'm going to go ahead and play it out. And if we have to go over just a little bit, if you want to jump on, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Also want to throw out there one more time as well. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Hey, we have the phone lines set up for you. If you're a new time caller, hey, man, we have some new people calling in. Love to hear from them. Absolutely. Love to hear what's going on. Love to hear what your thoughts are. Let's go over to Greg Reese concerning what's going on over in Israel and Donald Trump. Okay? This is pretty crazy.
Israeli lobbyists, Miriam and Sheldon Adelson, have given Trump well over $100 million. And according to Trump, they have been his best customers.
You know, Miriam and Sheldon would come into the White House probably almost more than anybody outside of people that worked there. And they were always after. And as soon as I'd give them something, always for Israel. As soon as I'd give them something, they'd want something else. I'd say, give me a couple of weeks, will you please?
On the same week it was announced that the government just saved $1 billion, $1 billion was sent to Israel. And President Trump's first guest to the White House was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, wanted by the ICC for an ongoing genocide.
Would Palestinians have the right to return to Gaza if they left while the rebuilding was happening?
It would be my hope that we could do something really nice, really good, where they wouldn't want to return. Why would they want to return? The place has been hell. It's been one of the meanest, toughest places on earth. But you take certain areas and you build good quality housing, like a beautiful town, like someplace where they can live and not.
Hey, hang on a second, folks. We're going to continue on here. Does that dude sound presidential? Because you have to have less than an elementary education to suggest that he does. That is about as unpresidential as it gets. Talk to you in 23. I got you from 1 to 3 tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:8. Okay, folks, I'm going to get back to this, but I do want to highlight this. Do you see what's happening here? What's happening here? Well, the evangelicals of today are blindly following the arm of the flesh to bring a curse, not just upon America, but the world. You have people in the White House calling out Trump. It's their home. It's their home. Okay, so what's happening, friends, is this is starting to backfire on a whole lot of levels. See, what they did is they went and highlighted what was going on in the colleges, and people all over the country want to know what it is that they're protesting. And then when people are going over there and finding out, they're beginning to do their due diligence to find out what Donald Trump and this current administration, along with hand in glove, the current man-made state of Israel, which not is, is not again the Israel of God, is doing and what they're responsible for. Do I need to rewind this? Maybe I do. Maybe you need to hear this again. But Netanyahu, it's not his last name. And I want you to listen carefully to what Gregory said. He's wanted for genocide. This is why, just like George Soros, this is why the people in Poland said you are not going to come over here and commemorate the Holocaust. Because you were the type that was responsible for what took place back in the 30s and the 40s in Germany. This is why 75% of the people in man-made Israel today said no to the experimental bioweapons that, guess who was promoting? Netanyahu. What did they do? The people stood up and they impeached Netanyahu for trying to push the bioweapon on them. Did you hear any of this information over here in America? Nope, but I'll tell you what, it's on the fast track right now because people want to know what's really going on. And what they're doing is they're finding out that, wait a second, because of all the things that are going down like dominoes right now, Pam Bondi concerning her assailing the Second Amendment, the appointee of the Secretary of Education, appending us and our children over to the United Nations agenda, and the list goes on, and Stargate with Elon Musk. And people are really taking a step back and saying, wait a second, what did we just do? You're doing everything I told you was going to happen if you didn't listen to me the first time. And again, it's just making reference back to the Word of God. I'm not standing here trying to be anybody. I'm just trying to tell you again, I loved you enough to warn you that this was coming. And now he's doing it. And now they're asking the question, Donald Trump's worshipers are asking the question, why is he waiting for Benjamin to go over to a chair and stand behind him and tuck his chair under his legs when he sat down? Well, we just were told that those Jewish people of the synagogue of Satan are the ones that dictate and they own our said representatives. Here, folks, who owns the banks? You get it? Who are the Rockefellers? Who are the Rothschilds? Who are the Bushes? Who are the Trumps? Folks, really? They're one and the same. One's the stooge and one's dictating the stooge. Okay? And we see Benjamin here holding what? The strings to the stooge that you call Donald Trump. And America still hasn't figured it out, but they are. Hey, it may have taken them some time to finally figure it out, but there's a lot of people that are beginning to ask the questions that need to be asked, friends. Okay? And that's good. Okay, so with that, I want to play this again, and I'll play the whole thing. It's about 5 minutes long. It's great information. This will give you a lot of understanding as to what's going on, as to what Donald Trump means to sell to you as being the Israel of God. It is not the Israel of God. And then I'll make one more point, and then we'll be done.
Israeli lobbyists, Miriam and Sheldon Adelson, have given Trump well over $100 million. And according to Trump, they have been his best customers.
You know, Miriam and Sheldon would come into the White House probably almost more than anybody outside of people that worked there. And they were always after. And as soon as I give them something, always for Israel. As soon as I give them something, they want something else. I say, give me a couple of weeks.
About what he says.
On the same week it was announced that the government just saved $1 billion, $1 billion was sent to Israel. And President Trump's first guest to the White House was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, wanted by the ICC for an ongoing genocide.
Did you hear that?
Palestinians have the right to return to Gaza if they left while the rebuilding was happening.
It would be my hope that we could do something really nice, really good, where they wouldn't want to return. Why would they want to return? The place has been hell. It's been...
Why is Donald Trump talking about what he's going to do over in man-made Israel? I didn't know that he was the president of man-made Israel. I thought our forefathers were pretty clear about having no entanglements with foreign countries in such a fashion. And if you go back to the very base of all of this conversation concerning what I'm highlighting even now, where's the constitutional authority to do what he's doing right now? Did you notice also when Trump was at this meeting with modern-day Israel? Not the Jews of the Lord. I got to say that because people need to understand there's distinction. Just like there's a distinction between a white good man and a white black man. What did I say? Folks, I'm overworked. This is 25 years in the making. But you got to make distinction like an American, a good American, and a bad American. Just like you need to make distinction between a bad Mexican and a good Mexican. Just like you'd make a distinction between a good Chinese person and a evil Chinese person. You have to do that over in Israel too. As much as the mainstream media doesn't want you doing that, you do that with everything you do in life. You'd never give yourself over to an evil man. Nope, that's why they're trying to put him in a light, that he's a righteous and an upright man. Did you just hear Greg Reese? He's wanted for genocide. His people were trying to tell you in man-made Israel today, years ago, through the impeachment process, that he's not one of us. Well, I'm here to tell you, Donald Trump is not America, and America is not Donald Trump, because he's not working for you. Did you see how careful he was when he was talking to those people that gave him $100 million? Do you see how careful he was with his words? I want to make one more point, and I'm going to play this out. Benjamin Netanyahu is not Netanyahu. His last name is Mielakowski. He's from Poland. He has no Hebrew DNA. He changed his name so you didn't realize that he's not a settler. He is just like an American scoundrel politician. He's doing the same thing in that land as American politicians are doing in ours. And they both work for the same group of people. And you already know who they are. So let's watch the rest of this.
One of the meanest, toughest places on earth. But you take certain areas and you build really good quality housing, like a beautiful town, like someplace where they can live and not die. Because Gaza is a guarantee that they're going to end up dying. The same thing's going to happen again.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip. Hey, come on. Where's all these political commentators? Come on. You all know who I am. Where are you not? And why would you not call in and set the record straight? How I'm misleading my viewers. No, because they know what I'm telling you is true. Hey, by the way, conservatives of today and the professors in the church today, they're doing everything in their power to avoid the conversation we're having right now. Why you keep visiting those churches that are MIA when it comes to Jesus Christ? I have no idea. Why you continuously turn on the same channels with the same conservative talking heads who bring no reference to law that condemns those that are guilty of the crime? Makes no sense to me at all. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. That's where America's at.
And we will do a job with it too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons.
Why are they using American boys to do all of their biddings? If they're going to call for a war, friends, I can tell you right now, they can be the first ones to go. You've seen the history of war. Did you know that in America alone, and it's greater than the number I'm going to give you right now, statistically, the last number I gave you was out of the 250 years that we've been a country, here or there, a little here, a little there, give a little, take a little. Did you know that we've been at war for 222 years? And who's profited from them wars more than the politicians in the military-industrial complex? Nobody. When you have guys like Henry Kissinger, who was not, he was a Jew of the synagogue of Satan, just like the rest of what you think is the Israel of God, which it is not. You know them by their fruits, Matthew 7:16-20. He's the one that said military men are just dumb, stupid animals, only to be used for foreign policy. What is Donald Trump trying to sell to you right now, folks? We got to stand up for these criminals. We have to send to exile. We have to evacuate those that have been there long before these man-made Jews. Okay? Again, you got to listen to what's going on here, friends.
The site, level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area.
You are talking tonight about the United States taking over a sovereign territory.
Listen.
What authority would allow you to do that? Are you talking about a permanent occupation there?
I do see a long-term ownership position, and I see it bringing great stability to that.
Did you hear what he said? Ownership. You see what's going on? This is what the college kids are yelling about, folks, because they see the older people don't do it. That's what all the ruckus and riot that's going on. And what is riot? It's the voice of the unheard. Now you can hear it. Now you want to hear what it is that they're saying? That woman just stood up and asked the question, where are you getting the authority to do this? And then Trump responds with, what? He talks about ownership. What did he do? He just blurted the truth out in his confusion. He told you exactly what it's about. Folks, this is insane. And guess who's paying for it? You are.
That part of the Middle East and maybe the entire Middle East. And everybody I've spoken to, this was not a decision made lightly. Everybody I've spoken to loves the idea of the United States owning that piece of
really?
Land.
When the president talks about cleaning it out, he talks about making it habitable. And this is a long-range plan. They've dug tunnels underneath there that have basically degraded the stone that you make that would form foundations. We have to examine that. You do it with borings. You do it with subterranean surveys.
How long could that take?
And this guy knows real estate.
It's years on top of years.
And here's again. I gotta throw this in here, folks. Here's all of these useful idiots asking questions, being led by the politicians that are making deals where they have no constitutional authority. And what are they doing? They're being led by the corrupt. No real questions, no constitutional references. That one lady was probably the only one that I seen. And it's the same old, same old. They're selling you another lie on your dime, Americans. And you know what's going to happen, friends? If we're allotted another 5 years, another 10 years, the American people are going to turn around and say, you lied about that too. Let me ask you, let me put it the other way around. When haven't they lied to you? They lied to you about Iraq. They made $34.5 billion off of Iraq, killed over 1 million innocent people, only to find out later on that they didn't have weapons of mass destruction. Same thing with Vietnam. Same thing with Afghanistan. Hey, folks, when are you going to say enough of the bloodshed of your family members? Well, these snakes create the war. What's the first casualty in every war? The truth. They lie and they lie and they lie, and the people know they're lying, and yet they let them do it again and again and again, all at the expense of the blood of your family members. Nope, no more. We're done.
The disposal effort on in Gaza.
There's no truth
is,
in these
we
people.
We estimate 3 to 5 years just to dispose of all the things before you can look down beneath the surface of the soil, and then before you get a master plan done. And the president is intent on getting it all done correctly. So to me, it is unfair to have explained to Palestinians that they might be back in 5 years. That's just preposterous.
And he's just taking a common sense approach.
I feel very differently about Gaza than a lot of people. I think they should get a good, fresh, beautiful piece of land, and we get some people to put up the money to build it and make it
nonsense.
Nice and make it habitable and
lies
enjoyable.
And more lies.
Make it a
home. They don't want to leave, though. How can you say they don't want to leave?
I don't know how they could want to stay. It's a demolition site.
Did you hear what he said? He's telling you every step of the way. It's a demolition site. It's a demolition site. Who's demolishing it? They are. See, all those conspiracy theorists are at it again, telling you exactly what they're doing, only to be proven right once again. Jeremiah 11:9. He just told you again. Hey, folks, I was just talking about how many times do they need to lie to you? Did you know that Ukraine was given over $56 billion? That tab's laid on you and your kids. Only to find out from Zelensky, the Nazi sodomite actor who's promoted to be the president or the prime minister of that country, is now turning around and saying, we didn't see 58% of that money. Only to find out that American politicians took millions and millions and millions, up to $1 billion under the table when they stole your money. So they stole your money to give it to them so everybody could have a piece of your money, and they got theirs under the table by those that they gave to in Ukraine. Now they're doing it again. Now they're doing it again. This is your country. This is a representative of you, people.
Asian world people living there, the world's people. I think you'll make that into an international, unbelievable place. I think the potential in the Gaza Strip is unbelievable.
He's such a liar.
And I don't want to be cute. I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad. This could be so magnificent.
Yep.
It's a small country in terms of land. I take, see this pen, this wonderful pen? My desk is the Middle East. And this pen, the top of the pen, that's Israel. That's not good, right? You know, that's a pretty big difference. I use that
He's
as
lying.
It's pretty accurate, actually.
He's lying.
I've said this before. I'll say it again.
Listen carefully.
You are the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House.
Greg Reese reporting.
What a stooge. I mean, seriously, what a stooge. What an absolute embarrassment. Can I add to that real quick, since we were talking about it? You said, did you know that they sent over $18 billion to Islamic terror states? See, you're Americans, you're gluttons for punishment. I mean, I'm not saying it to shame you if you're repentant. But my goodness, when does it stop? Seriously, when does all of this stop? It stops when the people say that it stops. Do you know that during Vietnam, Johnson had said when he lost Cronkite, he said when he lost Cronkite, he lost Vietnam. Who's keeping all of this alive? The lying mainstream media that how many people in this country, 94% of the people, say they don't believe. I want to show you something just to show you that Trump was lying once again.
Another bit of history to remember.
Look at this.
If you look at the map, we have a map that shows historically the areas that used to be Palestine
here,
in 1946, and then the UN plan there. And then as it shrunk down to basically
Look
Gaza and the West Bank, right? And then present. So what does that show you, Mark?
Okay, so what you're looking at right now is on the left, 1946, it's all Palestine. Tel Aviv, by the way, I was there in 92. Jerusalem, yep, it's still there. Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, you see it turning yellow because it turned from Palestine to the UN plan in 1947, which is man-made Israel, Revelation 3:9. And when you look at it, go to 1949 to 1967. What do you see, folks? You see it getting more yellow. What did Trump just tell you? He told you the opposite of what is true. Go to the right, present. This is MSNBC blurting out the truth in a big way in their confusion, right? Look at it now. Now it's man-made Israel, where just little bits of it are green. That's Palestine. That's why people are up in arms about what's going on. And they see what's even more terrible about all this. The young people see that this president is flat-faced and bold-faced lying to them. This right here is a map from the early 1900s. It's a picture of what? That all that land is Palestinian. Okay? Where people were living together, Muslims and Jews. Okay? What are you being told today? None of it. I'm sure you've seen this. The biblical Israelites and the state of Israel with the Rothschilds created in 1947 are not the same. I hope everybody gets the distinction here. And I want to show you one more thing concerning this guy. They want to believe, they want you to believe that he is somehow or another God's man. And I'm talking about Benjamin Mayalikowski. That's his name. It is not Netanyahu. This is him in the 1980s, and I want you to listen carefully to what he said. USA is not a unified bloc, said he. We have the Senate, said Benjamin, the Congress and the record-strong Jewish lobby on our side. It's called AIPAC. Did you hear that, Americans? Going on? We have a strong influence. The general support in America, said Benjamin. Then he says, America won't force us into anything. And why is that, friends? Because they have the banks. They have the money. And nobody's going to follow the money more than Donald Trump, as you all the well know. Right? I don't think anybody can dispute that. So with that, we're about 20 minutes over right now, and I can see we had a whole bunch of people that are really involved with what's going on in their country today by no phone calls. That's on you, not on me. But with that, we're going to end the show by showing you this. Did you guys all see this? Here's another appointee that's got all of the said Trump supporters, Acts 12:22. All in line praising Donald Trump until he got in there. And what has he done since he's been there? He's turned on the people that put him there. That's what I said he would do. Outrage. This is his supporters. Outrage as Trump appoints heretic Paula White as leader of White House faith office. Well, you know, I guess he can just always go back to what the word says, but I don't think people really want to hear that. Remember I told you during the first segment, second segment, that I was going to go back to Isaiah 3:12. And what does it say? As for my people, their oppressors and the women will rule over them, the children and the women. Oh, just wait until you see this new and up-and-coming generation. Wait until you see them in government. They're not going to forget everything the older generation left them to. Oh, you can rest assured. You can rest assured it's exactly what's going to happen. How's it being done? It's all being done through policy. It's not law, none of this. And I want to show you this concerning what we're talking about with Paula White. And through his policy, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. Nobody does that more than this man. This narcissist. And by peace, it's a false peace, shall destroy many. Why does that happen? Because the workers of iniquity, those that will. Until, let me tell you what the Lord says behind all of you that are allowing this to happen, until they be taken out of the way. Those that knew and did nothing, you will be taken away. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Is that what scripture tells us? Yep. It's exactly what he tells us. I want to go over to 1 Timothy really quick. And I want you to see this. Because the Bible tells us, first off, in making reference to the outrage amongst Trump supporters concerning this heretic, says the headline, the Express Tribune, Paula White as the leader of White House faith office. What does the Bible say? Is this how you make America great again? By doing what the Lord condemns? Because when you look at 1 Corinthians 14:34, the Bible says the woman's supposed to be silent in the church. She's supposed to learn and be submissive at home. That's not talking about using her as a rug. It's talking about what the word commands that we do, because Paul ends that by saying, according to the commandments of the Lord. And then when you go over to 1 Timothy 2:11-15, what does it say? A woman should learn in quietness and full submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. She must be silent. Why are people up in arms about Paula White? Because she is a heretic. She's a loose cannon. She's out there. Let me say it this way. The American people within the building called the Church of America today, again, 99%, I am pointing my finger at you. You deserve exactly what you're going to get all over again. All over again. Why? Because it's happening again. Again, people don't want to listen until after the fact. So this is what you're going to get a little taste of. Look at this. This is her. Not making it up, folks. She's a prosperity preacher.
That is aligned against you. Let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance.
She ain't hearing nothing.
I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound.
She
of
is a heretic.
I hear
this
a
is who he appointed.
The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord.
She's
says
waiting
it
for her
done.
Followers to so jump in line
victory,
with her.
Victory, victory, victory in the quarters of heaven. In the
She's
quarters
lying.
Of heaven. Victory, victory,
nonsense.
Victory, 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 victory.
The Lord's not going to counter his word, folks.
Right now. Angels are being dispatched right now.
She's set up by the people to itch their itching ears as a judgment upon them. That's why Trump put her there. She's after the same thing Trump is, money and prosperity. Oh, she's seeing angels being released unto Africa right now.
They're coming here in the name of Jesus from South America.
It's blasphemy, friends.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
She's a heretic.
Here from Africa, from South America, angelic forces, angelic reinforcement, angelic reinforcement, angelic reinforcement.
Oh, now she's going to pray in tongues. She's praying in the flesh.
For I hear the sound of victory. 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 I hear the sound.
All right, did you guys hear the sound of victory coming from one that the Lord condemns? Why would Trump put her in a position like this? John Root wrote, this is the worst decision Trump has made since taking office. I beg to differ. He said Paula White is a heretic who peddles the prosperity gospel. And he said, according to scripture, he's exactly right. And he's right what he said so far. Women should be not, or he said, should not be pastors according to the Bible. Of course not. But you know what? If Donald Trump says it's a good pick, his worshipers will fall right in line, just like with Elon Musk, just like with Benjamin Malowski, just like anything else he says. The tide's turning, friends. People are catching on to what's going on here. That's why I continuously point my finger to the people that are listening and watching the show every day. It's time for you to open up your mouth and be the church. It's time for you to stand up and understand what Protestant means. We're to be on the offensive here, not the defensive. But I'll tell you what, folks, we're going to feel this wave coming in. And what they're going to do is they're going to use more of a totalitarian, authoritarian system of government to enforce the things that they're trying to enforce right now. We've already heard from Klaus Schwab and Circle, friends, that all that stuff, this rebuttal of the election, so on and so forth, he said, that's all a thing of the past. They're all saying the same thing, folks. So you guys better brace yourself. You better stand ready, and you better stand up and mean what you say, folks, because enough of this is enough. By the way, while they're dispossessing the Palestinians over in man-made Israel, I want you to understand, and I'm going to end the show with this, you are being dispossessed. This is all another distraction. You're being dispossessed. All these illegals that should have taken precedent and deporting them, folks, they're just giving you little bits and pieces. They've already backpedaled on their promises concerning deporting them, and you better pay attention to what the Department of Injustice is going to do next, because they're going to aim their guns at anybody that is standing against their political agenda and creating a new world order. It's best for you, as they're trying to disarm you at the same time. It's time for the American people to stand up and lawfully clean house. And it starts in the church, first and foremost. It starts in the church. And then it starts in the halls of government. Enough of this nonsense. Hey, folks, good government is trying to figure out why the people are tolerating corruption. They are. Just ask me. I'll tell you. We love you by what we do. Wanted to tell you this as well. We're going to be out of state in Florida next week. We got some dates set up there. We're working right now on dates in Minnesota for the next month. We always operate in a three-month window. We're hoping to get those 2 to 3 dates here in Minnesota, and then we're also looking to the state of Washington. And after that, folks, it's going to be another three-month window. We're busy, busier than beyond being busy, almost to the point of insanity. But, folks, we do what we do because we believe that he'll do for us what he did for our forefathers. And so I wanted to let you know, too, thank you for all the orders. We got, if you make an order on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it will be sent out tomorrow morning. You'll get your orders within 2 to 3 days. All of that stuff is per your request, okay? Also with that, also consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty, because without you, we can't do what we're doing.